From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, March 12th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the CU one-to-one mentoring program. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A lawsuit filed in Peoria County alleges a priest sexually abused an 8-year-old boy over a 6-year period starting in 1997. The suit is filed on behalf of Michael Eckert. It claims Father Thomas Miller abused Eckert during his time at the St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Parish in Peoria. The suit seeks an unspecified amount in damages from the Catholic Diocese of Peoria. A 2023 report from the Office of the Illinois Attorney General shows Miller had already been accused of sexual abuse of a child during an assignment in Bloomington. Miller was removed from ministry in 2004 and the clerical state in 2010. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius is reminding residents to check if they need an updated Real ID card ahead of the federal deadline in May. Starting May 7th, people over 18 who plan to travel by air without a passport will need a Real ID to board domestic flights. Janulius tells the 21st show that his office is seeing unprecedented demand for the new identification cards.
For many people, they do not need a real ID. The other point that we're trying to make is that May 7th is not a drop-dead deadline. We will continue to issue real IDs throughout the summer, throughout the fall, basically forever.
Janulius says there's a misconception spreading within immigrant communities that a real ID will be the only form of proper identification going forward. He says driver's licenses and state IDs will remain valid even after the real ID deadline. Janulius says his office is also working to allow residents the option to put their driver's license or state identification on a mobile device. He expects that option will be available by the end of this year. Starting in July, students at Millikan University in Decatur will have a new president. Members of the university's Board of Trustees voted to confirm Dee Pribinow as their new president effective July 1st. Pribinow comes to Millikan from Elmhurst University, where he's been vice president for academic affairs and dean of faculty. In a news release, Pribinow says he wants to focus on making the school student-ready by focusing on inclusion and equity in policies, recruitment, and the campus climate. Millikan's board chairman and acting president, Ronald Branch, says he's impressed by Pribinow's success as an adaptable leader and action-oriented visionary. Millikan University is a small private institution with about 1,800 students. The Fighting Illini baseball team defeated Western Illinois at home last night 11-4. IPM's Colin Hyslope has more.
The Illini and the Leathernecks were tied late in the game before Illinois scored 7 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. Redshirt sophomore third baseman Kyle Schuppeman led the Illini with 3 runs batted in. The team now has an overall record of 8-6 and are 1-2 against Big Ten Conference opponents. Illinois will host Valparaiso next for a 3-game weekend series at Illinois Field from Friday to Sunday. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the CU one-to-one mentoring program. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 72 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 45 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 75 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees, a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 76 degrees. A few storms could become severe on Friday night with a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, a conversation with Illinois Senate Republican leader John Curran. Plus, we'll hear what quantum technology looks like in action by visiting an exhibit at a library in central Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Mentorship is a journey of transformation. For decades, CU One-to-One has paired students in Champaign Unit 4 and District 116 schools with adults in Central Illinois. Kennedy Vincent, host of Dialogue, recently visited Franklin Middle School in Champaign to explore the unique bond between mentor and mentee.
The CU One-to-One Mentoring Program has been going on for 30 years, and Shawneef and Stacy are an example of what this legacy of mentorship looks like. So, Stacy, what moment in your life made you realize that you wanted to become a mentor?
My first experience mentoring was right after high school graduation, a summer camp job, and I loved it. So I thought about teaching after that. And I've been doing it ever since, 1992.
Shawneef, what did you first think of your mentor when you met him?
Why he bald? The first thing I thought was, like, where he from? How old is he? Do we got kids? Do we got a wife? And why did Mr. Drew pick him just to be my mentor?
So what was it like first building trust or getting to know him deeper and then you kind of allowing him into your life?
I remember one time I had two C's and he came and was like, you better replace some C's with some B's or some A's. It ain't just all about C's. And then he was like, we're not playing basketball today. You got C's.
And how'd that make you feel?
It made me feel like, because it was like he actually cared about my goals and like what I was doing in school and how I'm focusing.
Mentorship isn't just about guidance, it's about connection. Studies show Black male youth in mentoring programs have improved emotional well-being, mental health, and interpersonal relationships alongside stronger racial identity. That's from evidencebasedmentoring.org. Whether it's in the classroom or on the basketball court, you can see how close Shawneef and Stacy's bond has grown.
This is what we go through every week.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm whooping him in basketball.
Got to build his self-esteem. And if I start dunking on him every week, you know.
He can't dunk.
Yeah.
Can you dunk?
Nope.
Not
I can
yet,
shoot.
Right?
The need for more one-on-one connection between students and adults is why the program was created over 30 years ago. I spoke with Lauren Smith, the Community Outreach Coordinator for CU One-to-One Mentoring Program, to learn more about this organization and how it got started. She tells us more on why this impact is so important for the community.
It was started by Barbara Linder in Urbana Middle School and at Bottenfield Elementary School. And she was volunteering in her child's classroom and saw the need for adults to come in. So many kids wanted that extra attention. And she researched some programs around the country, found one in Connecticut that she liked and modeled this program off of it and got others interested. And then they got a grant from the federal government because for a while it was just she, you know, trying to get mentors for all the schools. And that's pretty hard to do. Then she did get somebody in Champaign, but still with just two people. So they did get a grant from the U.S. Department of Education, and that was in 2004.
What do you think it's been like throughout all the years for the community to receive this program, for the children to receive the program, and also for people to join as mentors?
Most of our mentors come from recommendations from friends that are currently mentoring, and they tell people, I love doing this. It's an hour a week. I would never think of not continuing with my mentee because it's a great break in my week. I get just as much or more out of it than they do.
You can hear more from Stacy and his young mentor and find Dialogue episodes on YouTube under the Illinois Public Media channel. Adults interested in mentoring must complete a screening session, criminal background check, a 2-hour training session, and maintain a mentoring relationship for at least 1 year. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jim Meadows, Arjun Tucker, Colin Highslope, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.